So Dwayne Wade, it looks like, may have an issue playing in this All-Star game Sunday in New Orleans, Jonesy. Does Lowry get a foot in the door here?
Oh, maybe. I mean, he's one of the guys that you would certainly consider. The other guy that on a winning team is Jeff Teague as a you know, backcourt player.
But wait a second. Didn't he just get his rear end handed to him?
But I'm saying, though, yeah, those were the two guys that were probably the two most, maybe glaring snubs in a sense that their teams were doing well at the time. So to me, it should be Lowry. But then again, you know, we've seen this guy play all year, and it makes a difference. Maybe sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees.
Paul Jones joining us here on Tim and Sid. The Raptors head into the All-Star break, Jonesy, third in the Eastern Conference. If I had told you that before the season, you would have done what to me?
Where do I sign? And do I get a bowl of soup with that, too?
also, we could have accepted slap you in the face.
Yeah, I would have accepted that completely.
Yeah, I mean, they're in a pretty good spot right now. And, Dwayne Casey talked about it last night. He said that it's got to be ugly after the break, which means you're concentrating more on playing playoff-style basketball, winning games in the high 80s, low 90s, possession games where, you know, you're really having to execute offensively. You need big stops defensively. That's probably what he's looking for. This run up and down, as one of the schools that we used to play against in university called it, this run, shoot, substitute stuff, that ain't flying in the playoffs. You're not getting, you know, 120, you're not going to see 125, 122 games unless it's three or four overtimes. It doesn't happen that often in the playoffs. Like I said, you're probably going to have to win a game in the 80s or 90s, and I think that's what Dwayne Casey wants. I mean, that's what he's got his team prepared to do. And it was nice to see last night they were able to do that with Atlanta, because the two games before that, both times the opponent had been over 50%.
Superstat meaningless number, Jonesy. Superstat or meaningless number. The Raptors now have the fifth best home record in the NBA in 2014, as they are 9-2 since the turn of the calendar. Clippers 10-1, Thunder 9-1, Pacers 10-2, Nets 10-2.
I want to say for the regular season it's a superstat.
Right.
But in the playoffs, look at the other one. Look at the road number.
Right.
Because that's where, you know, the games are, that the series are decided. What's the old line by Pat Riley? The playoffs don't start till the home team loses a game. And that's what it is. I mean, if you're Toronto, the fact that you can play well on the road, it might even be an advantage to start the playoffs on the road. I always figured if you really wanted to have true home court advantage, and it's a seven-game series, and the rule is you can't play more than three in a row. You can't play the first three at home. I'd set it up like, okay, you know what? Let's play the first one at your joint. Then let's play the next two at my joint. Then we'll play one at your joint. Then we'll play the next two at my joint, and you get the last one at home, even though that's my home court advantage. You know, so look, the fact that you can win on the road makes you a good team. Defense travels well, and if you can win on the road, play defense and win on the road, you're going to be a successful playoff team.
What is the ceiling for this team?
Second round.
Potential second round. Yeah, I would say potential second round. Okay. And, I mean, look at the teams that they're in the hunt with right now between 3 and 6.
It's tight.
It's not like anybody. The team I think that probably scares Toronto the most is Chicago. One, because of their defense. Two, because of their experience. They're not in the hunt, but you don't want Brooklyn because of their experience. I don't know how good they are defensively, but their experience can carry them to the point where they might be able to get, you know, key stops here and there. But I think Chicago is the least favorable team you want to see. And then Brooklyn. Otherwise, I mean, Atlanta last night, I know they came in fifth and they'd lost four in a row on the road, four in a row overall, and they hadn't been winning on the road, but they really miss Al Horford. They really miss Al Horford. They did not look good last night. Again, second night of the back-to-back. you know, all-star break game, all of those factors included, but they just didn't look good last night. So, you know, I don't think Atlanta or Washington is really, really scaring Toronto that much. Not that, you know, they're going to take them lightly, but they're probably better matchups than Chicago or Brooklyn.